This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. 30 minutes time limit set up for legal practitioners to debate. Health Ministry says Indian vaccine would arrive in Nepal soon. And U.S. President-elect Biden to be sworn in as U.S. President as Trump leaves office. Now, the news in detail. The constitutional bench of the Supreme Court has continued hearing on the writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives today as well. The legal practitioners on behalf of the writ petitioners are pleading in the final hearing that is taking place since Sunday in the Apex Court. The constitutional bench, led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rana, comprises advocates Bishambar Prakash Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapana Pradhan Malla and Tej Bahadur Kesi. In addition to that, the Constitutional Court has set a 30-minute time limit for legal practitioners as the debate on the issue of dissolution of the House of Representatives is likely to continue. Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rana had told the legal practitioners participating in the hearing that the time limit for the debate was fixed at half an hour. Officials at the Ministry of Health and Population said that the vaccine provided by the Government of India to Nepal would arrive soon. Nepal's ambassador to India, Nilambar Acharya, said that the Government of India has started the process in this regard. It is said that some amount of vaccine coming from India will be given according to the grant and additional process. Likewise, the government of South Korea is to administer anti-coronavirus vaccination to all domestic and foreign nationals residing in its country free of cost. At a conference held on Monday, Chief of South Korea's Department of Disease Control and Prevention, Yong Yun Kyung, informed that all domestic and foreign nationals residing in South Korea would be freely administered the vaccine against the COVID-19. With this decision coming into effect, over 50,000 Nepali presently living in South Korea will also entitled to get the vaccine free of cost. A person died and two others were injured in a road accident at Rapti Municipality 5 in East Chitwan. 45-year-old Chandra Bahadur Shrestha of Khotang District died in the accident when a bus and a truck collided in the area nearby Kalika petrol pump last night. According to the District Police Office Chitwan spokesperson DSP Surya Bahadur Thapa, all 15 passengers of the bus are safe and the injured are undergoing treatment at Old Chitwan Medical College. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Joe Biden is to be sworn in as U.S. President, taking the helm of a nation wracked by political division, economic anguish, and an unrelenting pandemic. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will take the oath of office alongside him in Washington, D.C., which has been fortified amid fears of civil unrest. Some 25,000 troops will guard the inauguration ceremony after a deadly riot at the Capitol earlier this month. Donald Trump will leave the White House for the last time, bound for Florida. A Thai woman has been jailed for 43 years for criticizing the royal family, the country's harshest ever sentence for insulting the monarchy. The former civil servant, known only as Anchan, posted audio clips from a podcast on social media. A 63-year-old said she simply shared the audio files and had not commented on the content. Thailand's Lay Majesty Law, which forbids any insult to the monarchy, is among the strictest in the world. Iran's foreign ministry has sanctioned outgoing United States President Donald Trump and 9 other current and former senior officials of his administration. According to a statement by Foreign Ministry spokesman, the individuals were blacklisted for their role and participation in terrorist and anti-human rights acts against the Islamic Republic of Iran and Iranian nationals. In addition to Trump, who leaves office on Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin, and CIA Director Gina Haspel were sanctioned. The sanctions include a travel ban and a freeze of financial assets they may hold in Iran. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. 30 minutes time limit set up for legal practitioners to debate. Health Ministry says Indian vaccine would arrive in Nepal soon. And U.S. President-elect Biden to be sworn in as U.S. President as Trump leaves office. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.